When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hi guys, what's up? It is me, Leray.
What's up, guys? It's Noah.
Noah, how have you been? I haven't seen you in like almost 2 weeks now. Has it been?
Has it been that long?
Mm-hmm. No, because we went to the movies.
We did go to the movies. We saw Batman. We did see that. Well,
you saw Batman.
I saw Batman.
I fell asleep.
Yeah. It's an expensive nap. Taking you to the movies and just falling asleep.
I felt spoiled.
You were. But yeah, I mean, I wish we could talk about it, but I don't want to like spoil it for you, because even though you were there, you're like, did you see it again, like fully awake?
No, because I wasn't a big fan of it. The cinematography was so good, but I just thought like the storyline and like the character of the villain was just not my favorite.
Right.
At all.
You want like a visible character, because the Riddler, like the whole idea is he's like
invisible.
In a sense.
Yeah. No, I hate the low-keyness. I want it to just be there.
Right.
The Joker, he was just like, bow.
Yeah.
This one was like, she was shy.
Right.
Wasn't a fan of it.
So you've been hanging out. I mean, that's why we haven't seen each other in like 2 weeks, right? It's because you've been hanging out. You've replaced me. And you've been hanging out with like Ian Dior and Lil Huddy. Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm here to confess, y'all. I'm in love with an emo girl. I think 3 days ago. Was it 3 days ago? You know, the emos, they just move so fast.
Emo.
Can't keep up. I was at my house and Lil Huddy came in with his army of emos. And it was him, Landon Barker, Lil Aaron, just like the bunch of Lils.
Yeah. All just, nice kids.
No, they came in my house and like, Lorraine! I was like, the fuck? And me and Lil were taking pictures and we looked downstairs and it's just an army of just like Hot Topic orders, bitch. I was so shook. So then, obviously, you know, I felt so bad that I was like, you know, Nylea, you gotta head out. I got this. So I ended up hanging out with Lil Huddy and them. Oh, she was overwhelmed. She texted me, she goes, why do I feel like I was in a fever dream for the past 30 minutes? But I went to Chase's house and it was just, oh my gosh, bitch. Wow.
What was it like for the people watching? What's it like
for the
hanging out with?
Watching, it was like.
The emos.
It was like.
The emos.
At first, I felt like I was in Black Mirror. I was scared for my life. And then Chase was just so silly. And then I opened my eyes. And then Ian Dior is there. And it just got even more emo. Just couldn't take it. But it was a fun experience.
How'd the conversations go? Like, what did you guys talk about? Was there
life.
Any? Or was it? Oh.
We talked about life.
Okay.
Talked about...
It's a good topic.
It was fun, you know, seeing a different perspective of life, honestly.
How was it different? What was...
You see how I'm dressed, girl.
Right. Obviously impacted you.
I'm actually liking this style, though.
I mean, you look great.
Thank you. I walked in today and Noah goes, Lil Huddy.
Come on, Lil Larry.
So what's new? Tell me about your... Tell the viewers. I feel like we all need to hear... Not you waving to
hey, viewers.
Because you do so much in your life. And I feel like there's so many things that you're working on that you can't really say. That I feel like it would be nice to like hear like the behind the scenes of like what Noah Beck is doing.
Right.
Because all I do is make YouTube videos. And I know you're out here just killing it.
We went to Milan together.
What is the soccer thing that you're doing? That's actually so cool. What is
MLS
it?
MLS social playmaker.
He's like doing the I don't know. It's something with
ABC
soccer.
ABC.
Like, what is that all about?
Well, it's funny that you say it. Because I was literally, one of my hometown friends that I was hanging out with the other day, that I haven't seen him in a while. Mm-hmm. And he was asking me, he's like, he basically asked me the same thing. He's like, so what have you been up to? And I was like, it's a great question. Like, a lot, but at the same time, like, it's something that I can't tell you. I just don't really, like, remember all the things that I've been doing. Yeah. And it's good, but it's also, like, I don't want to get to a point where I'm, like, spread too thin, you know? And yeah. I don't want to, like, exhaust myself and kind of burn out. But I've been doing a lot.
It's giving it boy. It's giving the it boy. I hope you're I watched your YouTube video too. The one you recently posted about.
I think the one I literally made at like 4 a.m.
Yeah,
literally.
And I loved it. I actually liked it a lot. I think it was really cute.
It was good input on it. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it to. I'm not going to sit here and like be like, oh, it was such a planned out video. I literally just got done playing. The night flew by. I got a little ahead of myself and I stayed up a little late. I was playing Fortnite with some friends that I hadn't seen in a while, like mm-hmm. some old like soccer friends, and like we were just catching up and literally we were playing Fortnite but like having deep conversations, and mm-hmm. it was just like a really fun night, and I just didn't want to like get off, you know, and I knew I was like, well, today is like Friday and so I should probably vlog because I post Sundays mm-hmm. and I want to give like the editor time to edit, and I was supposed to get that vlog in, and I was like, damn, it's really late. I'm like kind of exhausted, but I did stay up like till like 3 playing Fortnite because mm-hmm. I didn't have anything in the morning, so it wasn't like irresponsible of me because I knew I didn't have it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I was like, oh, should I just crank it out? So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. Like, so I did like a get unready with me, and I was like, get ready for bed type thing. Like
plumped, girl.
Oh my god, it was so your chapped.
Lips were so huge.
They were so chapped. They've been chapped for a while, and then I finally got this new like chapstick that's actually kind of starting to work, but still I find myself licking them a lot. So I know but that's the thing. I like really explained, like I took like 2 minutes explaining why my lips looked like that. And then the editor was like, nah, we don't need that. Let's just put a picture of him looking like the guy from Monsters, Inc. No, and
I thought you actually got like lip filler or something.
Everyone in the comments were like, did you get lip filler? I'm like, no, I promise I didn't.
Girl, I was giving Kylie Jenner lip challenge. They were big. They were very much big. But no, I actually liked it. And the way you explained it was very, very good. On how, like, you kind of, like, sometimes forget to live in the moment type thing. Mm. And I thought that was actually nice that you kind of, like... I like that you're, like, being more vulnerable and, like, talking to your...
Yeah, it's important.
...stands more, because that's really important.
Yeah, because it's just crazy at the end of the day. Like, we basically talk... I have the same conversations with you that I had with, like, my friends 3 years ago before mm-hmm. all this. Yeah, or just recently, like... in college, like with some of my friends, like we would have like the conversations and they sound exactly the same. And like, despite all the money, the relevancy, the fame, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. it's still the same conversation. And it just goes to show that like, I don't know, everyone goes through the same thing. Like we're all human. We're all young, trying to figure life out. Exactly. And it's just like, I feel like a lot of people that follow us especially need to hear these things because they see the stuff that we post and they
think life is like just so dandy and perfect. But then again, we all have our own
problems. No, yeah. And that's like what I try to do. I don't want anyone thinking my life is perfect.
I used to be super vulnerable online. Like I would tell how I feel all the time.
Right.
But then it got into a point where people were just like, stop complaining. You have this and that. And
right.
That. Which I understand. Go cry in your money. Yeah. And I'm actually like so blessed because I grew up with nothing. So having so many opportunities and stuff, it's like really dope. But then again, I'm like, girl, people always like... Ugh. It's so contradicting because back when I had nothing, I was like, girl, if I had $1 million, I'd be happy.
Right.
Now I have money, I'm like, damn, why am I not happy? Hold on.
Right.
Hold on. This is not, it's not working.
Money does not.
But then again, it comes with like other problems where like, just like friendships and just like relationship that, you know, that aren't, you know, something that you can use with your financial status or like your social status. It's more so like personal relationships that suck. But I mean,
you never know what people's intent are.
Yeah. And that's why I try to be vulnerable with my community, but it's just like, have you ever thought about it, like giving them so much, do you feel like they can use that against you in a sense?
Yeah
that's definitely my biggest fear, just being like, girl, oh my god,
they'll bring something back that you said like 2 years ago when you didn't have like things figured out, and they'll mm-hmm. be like, they'll use that against you. Yeah. Well, remember when you said this, and it's like,
yeah, but then again, that's life.
Person.
The path we chose, and then we have to live with it. Not me getting broken into.
Is that your house?
This is my ring.
Greg,
call the authorities.
Call the ops.
Do you have shooters?
Do I have shooters?
I feel like you would be the type of bitch to have shooters.
But like, look at us right now. Who do you think has shooters?
Like the low key of shooters too. Tatum's like in the back strap.
good transition. Because speaking of Tatum,
wait, what?
we have a special guest today. Remember.
That was too good.
So, yeah. That being said, Tatum is actually here today.
Tatum.
And I have two sisters, and they're both actually here today. But we're going to bring on Tatum first.
Okay.
Give her a little moment to shine, you know. And then...
as she should.
Yeah. I mean, without further ado,
Introducing Tatum
Beck, everyone. My sister. the middle child.
Hey, Tatum.
Hey.
So this is Noah Beck's sister, Tatum.
Yeah.
Tatum, take it away. What do you do?
I make TikToks. You guys can know. I went to college at NAU, got my degree, and I'm not using it.
What's NAU? For people that don't
Northern
know.
Arizona University. God, I got my degree in secondary English education.
My bitch said I got a degree and I do TikTok.
Yeah.
I like that you actually like went to college and like finished it. Yeah, I dropped out the first day I went.
I wanted to. I did not like
I'm
college.
I'm proud of you for not.
Did you go to college? You didn't go to college.
I went for a day.
No way, where?
I swear.
What college?
It was a community college. It was Chaffey's University. And, well, Chaffey Community College.
Right.
Not me saying university. I wanted to fit in. There, I said it. But I went for a day, and then I was like, oh, this shit's not for me. And then I ditched the entire time, told my dad I was going to college. But instead, I was going to LA to make Musical.ly's with my friends.
Nice.
And it worked out perfectly. So this is your sign to drop out of college right now. I'm just kidding.
Oh, this is your sign.
No, stay in school, kids.
If you did get your degree, what would you get it in?
I was going to be a vet.
Really? That was my dream job.
You were a rookie.
Really? Growing up.
I'm a vet.
Really?
Yeah. Like a veterinarian, right? Like not, like yeah. A, not like a vet.
No, no. Oh. Imagine me, like, war front with my pink rifle, talking about some let's take over. Girl.
Putting your whole LaRussie into that war.
Pink rifle? I don't know
me
if they'd allow that.
Me distracting the other troops. I'm like...
You're the bait. They send you out.
I would be the bait too.
You would be the bait.
I would be the bait. I want to get to know about you. You know, I was going to ask you questions about his childhood and growing up and just so many questions about Noah, but this, I know too much about Noah. I feel like the world needs to know about his sister who is
know me.
Locked in his basement because she's the better sibling and he doesn't want them to show.
Exactly. They're hiding me away.
And it's fucked up.
Wait, what?
Hashtag save Tatum.
Please.
And Haley, what the fuck? I didn't know Haley's name because he locks her in the basement with
Release
his mother.
Us. We're ready.
Release them.
We're ready.
Tatum.
Yes.
Could you see what do you see yourself doing in the next 3 years from now? Did you just look at my titties?
Maybe.
Okay, it's getting fucking hot in here, y'all.
Stop. No, it's like a hard question right now because I'm like at a weird point in my life where I'm like kind of stuck. Mm-hmm. But also like I like what I do right now. And, like, I still work at a restaurant, like, back home.
Yeah.
But I, like, love working there. It's, like, very casual. And I just, like, love everyone there. And I'll do that, like, every now and then during the week. But I don't know. I'm trying to get more into, like, fitness and
stuff
like that.
I like that.
So
I can
still
see things with fitness.
Trying.
But do you get noticed at the restaurant? I feel like you would.
Sometimes.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. Like, this past week when I worked, it was, like, twice during one shift, and then the next day it was another two times. But it's like weird. It's like a very random mix of people that will come up to me. So a few days ago, this mom came up to me and was like, "My 14-year-old son is obsessed with you. Can you sign this napkin for him?"
Not the napkin.
So I signed the napkin.
He uses it to blow his nose too.
Yeah, but then it kind of gets like people either will just like stare, and they'll be like, "Oh yeah, that's her." Like I'm not like the type. Like I'm not like a celebrity, so they don't want to like.
Yeah.
Interrupt me during work. Or there will be people that will just ask, like, are you either Noah's sister or are you Tatum Beck? And I say, yeah. And then, yeah. It's like very random.
No, it's actually cool though. So, like, is it hard being his sibling? Especially since, like,
oh my God.
Fuck that I do.
No, it's not what you did. It's the people that would do anything to get probably near you or.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've gotten so used to it since it's been, like, what, 2 years now? 2020? Yeah.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah. So I've gotten used to it, and, like, I've obviously accepted that there are, like, way more people trying to get to Noah, and that's totally fine. But it's, like, sometimes I get annoyed because, obviously, I don't know, all of my TikToks are like, oh, you're Noah's sister, you look just like, I'm like, well, no shit, we're literally siblings. We're going to look
out
alike.
The same womb, but go off.
So. Tell them the truth. You made me. Come on. You
made the reason he started TikTok?
I did. I am the reason he started TikTok, but then he got to where he is on his own, so I'll give him that. But I did challenge him. I think I have,
She's just behind all the content creation in the back. She's like, post this. I'm like, okay.
I'm actually his manager. No one knows, though.
Maxwell's like...
Maxwell's just a cover-up. No. I told him to make the TikTok. I was like, you won't get more followers than me, because I was, like, a little musical-ier. A muser.
You were a muser? Did you give hand work?
I did.
Do you have them up still?
Maybe. Don't go find them.
Oh, I'm going to go find them.
No.
I was a muser too.
I know, but mine are like, they were like bad. Like, I think I got like 30
I don't know if anyone's were good though. Like, I think everyone in the
No, some people knew what they were doing.
But still, they look back on it and be like, what was I doing? You know?
Yeah, but I was like, I had no followers. Like, when I told Noah to make the TikTok, I think I had maybe like 400 followers.
Still a lot back coming, like, from a, like, a town.
Yeah.
I remember on TikTok, you had, like, 6,000, and you thought you were, like, the it girl.
Damn, yeah, damn right I did.
She is the fucking it girl, bitch.
Period. I was like, I am literally famous. I have 6,000 followers. Get out of my face. Because imagine
6,000 followers in one room. That's a lot of people.
Exactly. And then,
that
yeah.
That is an interesting way to put it. Mm-hmm.
Then he woke up, and he was like, oh, look. Hmm. I was like, oh.
And I'm, oh, my cool. God. Cloud chasers.
And then you come out, and you're like, oh, yeah. Blake's on the phone. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
And then...
Isn't that
crazy.
So weird?
It's crazy to think.
This is all under, like, a year and 9 months ago. How crazy is that?
That's so weird. I know your mom's like...
Well, I mean, March is... I got sent home from college.
You mean you dropped really... out of college?
Nope. We got sent home because of COVID.
COVID. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I got sent home because of COVID, like March 20th, which is crazy. And then literally I came home and started like really posting TikToks. So it's almost been like a 2 year anniversary of like me actually making TikToks. And then soccer is all I wanted to do growing up. So I was like, nothing's really working out right now in soccer because everything that I had planned in the summer was canceled because of travel and everything being banned because of COVID. So I was like, let me just try this out for a little, see how this goes. Because like this is still in play. And if anything, this is exploding right now. And social media, like, was kind of, like, the only thing that didn't take a hit because of COVID, but actually blew up way more than it should have because everyone was just on their phones, like, bored at home. And so that's when I was, like, I don't know how long this is going to be here. Like, soccer will be here a year from now. Like, I'm not going to lose all my ability, you know, so.
And look at you now.
Took the leap.
Tatum.
Yes.
I have to just ask.
What's up?
Do you think you were the best? Or not best. Do you think you were the favorite sibling growing up?
Absolutely not.
No?
Absolutely not.
Are you the middle child?
I am the middle child.
See, hypothetically, the middle child is supposed to be the best. Like,
no. Middle child's the worst.
No. What? I just saw a YouTube video or a TikTok.
Are you a middle child?
No, I'm not. I'm the second oldest. I have 15 siblings. But this is
not about really?
Yeah. This is about you, girl. Let's talk about you. I read in the TikTok that the middle child was the most successful and the most hardworking because they were treated like shit growing up, so they want this shit on their family. But it's coming. You're still young. Get him off the pedestal, girl.
I want to, but I think it's, like, too far gone. Like, I'm 22.
You're still a baby.
I am. I mean, who knows? Something crazy could happen for me.
And, I could see it.
You know? Can't predict it. But yeah, growing up, no, I was a middle child. And from what I remember, my parents always said that I was like, I'm going to hear them out there. They're going to be like, absolutely not. But I was quiet. What?
I could just hear their commentary.
No, this is pretty spot on. I was quiet growing up. Like,
standing up. I can barely see out there, but I just see mom standing up.
I was quiet and shy as a baby, like as a toddler. Haley was like the hyper, crazy, crackhead child. And Noah was just a chubby kid. I don't know how else to explain him. But yeah, I was quiet. And then I started when I like got into like.
The home videos were so fun to watch.
The home videos were fun to watch. I was evil, though, kind of. Remember the video of me ripping off your Band-Aid when you were a baby?
YouTube video reacting to my home videos. We have so many tapes of, like...
I know.
My dad just walked around with, like, this camcorder. I don't know what it was.
Well, there's VHS? VCR?
It's kind of hard. Like, it was dope. That was literally a vlogger.
I don't know.
I got my vlogging skills from my dad.
I don't think we even own... Oh, no, I do have one still. Anyway, then when I got into, like, I want to say, like, sixth grade, I started getting, like, really moody and, like, not rebellious, like, I was a good kid. I didn't do anything dumb or stupid growing up, but I had attitude. I talked back a lot. I, like, screamed at my family, and I admit that. So Haley started maturing, acting like the perfect daughter or whatever, and then Noah
And that pissed you off, huh? That someone else matured?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So then, like, weird. I obviously had to be the stereotypical middle child and be the parents' least favorite. I know they say don't have favorites, but... Noah is my mom's favorite. I know that for a fact. Yeah, she can't say anything because I can't hear her. But Noah is literally my mom's favorite. And
I feel like I'm in the bad spot.
Come on, who's dad's favorite?
I feel like I might be dad's favorite. No, I actually do. Like, genuine. No, I don't know.
Dad?
Where's dad? Dad, get out
he
here.
He walks in.
No, I don't know. Dad likes me. Mom kind of likes me.
I think I was definitely the closest with dad. Just because of soccer.
Well, literally, yeah. You dad were the boy. Spent,
like 5 hours a week just in the car driving to soccer practice.
Yeah, I don't know. I was a shithead. So I, like, especially in high school, like, I talked back so much and.
Why? Why'd you do that?
I don't know, Noah. It's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure people could relate. I mean.
I don't know. This, like, little things made me mad. Pretty sure I had, like, anger issues.
Mm.
Isn't there a hole in the bathroom door from you kicking it?
No, yes, actually, that wasn't me.
That was
me.
You. That was you.
I will put that on my life.
No, I will too. It was you. There is a fat hole in the bathroom. The one in my room is from me because I have one in my room.
I think I've ever kicked a door with a hole. I put that on everything. You
literally did. I think it's on the inside because I was like,
no, I know exactly where it is. Yeah, that wasn't
you. You did it. No, you did.
I literally will put that on every. It's not. It wasn't me.
Mom?
White people are so silly.
White people are so silly.
You guys kicked doors in? My mom would have beat my ass.
Oh my God. I mean, they weren't happy about it, but.
She said, no phone for the week.
No, we got soap in our mouth.
Girl, I got a gun to my head.
Oh, imagine. Do that shit again.
But I did mean, you really? Go off
no
quick.
Way.
No, we didn't
no
get
way.
A gun to his head.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, maybe. It wasn't a gun. It was a. Pistol, same thing, different meaning.
It's a water gun.
It was a water gun.
It was a water gun.
I'm joking.
It was a Nerf gun. It was a Nerf gun.
So you're telling me, I'm not trying to be messy.
A spray bottle.
No one used to kick doors down. No, he's kick holes.
I thought you were trying to get dirt on this.
You were trying to kick holes in the wall.
I never had like anger issues.
Like that one Nickelodeon show, Hole in the Wall. You used to kick holes in the wall.
Noah and I got in some arguments here and every now and then. Haley and I definitely argued more.
I was the mediator growing up. I
always tried to like, to be, make he tried to laugh. Be like the, hey, knock it off.
Ew.
I'm the golden child. And then,
I can see that.
Then
I can see
that.
Yeah,
I can
see
that. But, no. Okay. Fucking bitch. No. You're the same boy that also threw, I walked into you and Bryce throwing knives at your wall.
That we did do. I had a fat head of myself on the wall.
I walked in, I said, what are you doing?
It was, I don't know. It wasn't too long ago.
It was literally like last
year. That's
the
funniest thing. It was like a few summers ago. It might have been like 3-4 years ago.
It might have been during quarantine.
It was definitely when I came back from RSL like one summer. So it was like.
Yeah.
Not over quarantine.
Probably 2019. We'll go with that.
Maybe. But it was funny because I had this fat head on the wall of like me when I was like 8 playing soccer. And it was just like a life-size cutout of me playing soccer on my wall. And I was just like. I'm sick of him. Like, I'm sick of it. And, like, I was just like, he would make great target practice. And, like, we were just bored. And I was like, I don't live here
anymore.
I was like, I don't live here anymore.
At our parents' house, and they pay him.
My house, we only had one house growing up. So I was like, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was your home. And you took a pocket knife and you were chucking
don't
it.
Don't act like I was, like, carving into the wall.
And then you had Sharpie. And then I walked into your other corner of your room and you had a Sharpie and you were drawing, like, a gameplay or something.
I did do that one night.
With Sharpie.
Like, enunciate on that. Like
I was a bad kid in my own
like
way. You were
play.
Like.
I'm not like a. I was. Game. It was literally the positions in soccer.
Gameplay.
Right.
I know.
It was literally.
Appalled.
Yeah, so he was bad in his own ways.
Okay, so there on my wall next to my bed, I was literally bored one night and I was like really like into it and I was like, I need to like study the game. I need to see this every day. And like. I was psycho. Like that kind of soccer play. Like I was so.
I was
all
so
I ever
confused.
Wanted to do was go pro. And I literally drew out a soccer field on my wall with Sharpie. And then I like. Drew out the positions. Like, I drew, like, 2, 4, 5, 3, like, 6, 8, 10.
I actually
8, like 10.
That, though,
like,
yeah. That shows like,
I was
dedication.
Invested. No,
yeah.
Oh, my
Sharpie,
God.
Like, get a whiteboard or something. Like,
I agree, but I see both sides.
Or a pen, like,
now,
a
listen,
paper.
Here, let me mediate. I see both sides.
Okay. No, there's no sides
there's
to
no
see.
Sides.
It's kind of weird.
It's just, like, common sense, let's get a whiteboard. But from his perspective, he wants to go pro.
He was
go pro.
No,
he's
yeah,
here.
Clearly.
But like, you could have avoided it. Like, but you know, I see what you're trying to do there.
You
said
and I'm you
proud just... of you. I'm proud of you because now you're famous.
Wait,
you're not pro,
wait, knuckle...
but you're famous.
Mm. How do you knuckle knucks? Why do you do that?
I'm gay.
Oh,
that...
I saw you up there, dude. I was like, is he going like this?
I know it's bad. I have to.
Fixed it.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah.
Not you doing it.
No, not me doing it.
Now, after just hearing all, I felt like I was intruding on like some therapy session going on. This family drama. Jesus.
A lot of built up anger.
So Tatum.
Yes.
When do you want kids?
Oof. I think my the youngest I would have a kid, like right now, would be probably like 27 is like the youngest. Because I want to enjoy my youth.
I like that answer. That's a good answer.
And my youth. I want to be more financially stable.
That's actually a good answer. I'm proud of you. I thought you were going to say like 25 or something. Or like now.
No.
Yeah. Well, what are your toxic traits?
Just get ready to do it.
Honestly.
Oh, no.
I feel like there's a lot of toxic energy coming from your childhood, you know, all that type of stuff.
So I was a great kid.
That's, speaking of toxic trait, he always thinks he's just amazing.
And I don't.
He
I
does
don't.
No wrong in his
does
eyes.
Does no wrong. You, Tim, and that's tell, a toxic Tim, trait.
I do wrong that's a toxic in my trait. Eyes. I
did wrong as well, but overall, you're trying to pin me as like a devil. I was very.
Hey, we went to Universal yesterday.
Victimizing.
Everyone knows that I stole. Yeah. I had sticky fingers.
I'm the reason I didn't have money. Though, so I was like the best. Yeah, he literally went to Universal Jail. So
I was just trying to eat. I was living alone. I was just trying to eat. You know,
guy has to eat. Literally, shut up. That's not how it went. That is not how it went. I did tell you.
I'm at my Walmart.
He was bad in his own ways. Like, I was bad, like, attitude-wise. Like, you just did some stuff that was very questionable.
Like what, Tatum?
Like, stealing from Universal Studios, although it was my idea, because I said, yep. No balls, you won't do it, and then he did it.
This is true. Oh, but that being said, influence. Like, yeah, it was my decision to steal.
That was the only thing
steal.
I did, though.
Yep, but that was...
Wait, did you actually steal only... yesterday?
No, not yesterday.
No, this, oh, my God.
I went to Universal Jail when I was, like...
It was, like, 2016, I feel
when
like.
When I was, like, 15.
Not Universal Jail.
Yeah. An undercover got me.
Prima Boy Noah Beck.
No, so, literally, if we were in the... Everything. You know those candy stores where you can, like, pick your own candy?
Oh, I love that story.
I made an expensive bag. It was a long line, so, and I was like, No, it wasn't.
We were just so close to the walkway. We were so close that I was like, you won't do it, no balls. And you're like... Yeah, and then you just, like, walk
feel like
out.
These stories just get mixed up in your head. Like, no, literally,
see,
I literally
was
like,
long.
The line was long. The Waterworld, we were getting food before a show that was going to start. And I was like, show's about to start. Line was long.
It's okay. Your brain's a little foggy. It was a pretty scary moment. So your brain could be foggy from that.
Haley, not can we get Haley. Haley on?
No, listen, okay.
Sub.
No, listen. Okay, maybe the line was long. But then I told him to do it. And then he walked out. And this guy, and like, do you remember what he was wearing? He had a bucket hat on. I know that.
He was just an undercover guy. Like
he grabbed
them. At like amusement parks, they have and not, now I like spot him out, and it's just like for fun, just like undercover. Like I know it, and it's just like they look like these like super touristy like dads like waiting for their kids somewhere, and he's like wearing like a fanny pack, just like looking around with like shades. I'm just like, I want to go up to them one of these days and be like, "You get anyone today?
You
like,
get anyone
imagine
today?"
Just going up, to, he's like, "What are you talking about?" Imagine.
No.
He's like, my kid in the bathroom, like.
So the guy grabs Noah, and I literally go, give me my brother back. What are you doing? And
yeah, then he was like, I get pretty far. I'm not going to lie. I thought I saw the light. Yeah. I saw the clear. And then all of a sudden, he comes up, grabs my arm. He's like, I think you have something that belongs to me. And I was like, this is my candy. Like,
this is my candy, silly.
That should be the candy.
I literally, like, my heart sank. I was like, fuck.
And then he was like, he's going with me. And I was like, Okay, I'll go get mom. And
it's like, I'm gonna have to pay bail. Imagine.
And then I was like, Mom, Noah's in Universal Jail. He stole candy.
Was your mom mad?
Yeah.
They literally kept me there. They kept me there for like an hour, and then they were like,
he was crying so much.
Yeah, it was sad. I was like,
how old
were
you?
15.
We still made the show though. He made the show.
Did make the show.
But with no candy.
No candy.
It's okay.
Imagine they let me keep candy. Imagine. No, I had to pay a fine. So it ended up turning into the
most expensive bag of candy you've ever.
Of course Noah would go to jail for stealing fucking candy.
You're so silly.
You're quirky. I was looking for an adrenaline rush.
Fucking candy.
My God.
No, I mean... Not candy. Yeah. Was the candy good, at least? Was it, like, good candy, or was it just, like, the bare minimum
candy?
Was it,
like, those belts? Like, those sour belts?
Well, it was a bag, so like I get to make my own. There's, like, those tubes going down, and you get to pick, like, with the little claws.
Yeah.
You get to choose your bag, and I made a pretty nice bag. Like, I weighed it in, and it was, like, almost pushing a pound. No, it was not pushing a pound. But it was, like,
maybe.
It ended up being, like, $14. Huh?
Oh, I was going to say, it could have been a pound. It was a hefty bag.
A pound of candy. I'm not crushing a pound of candy.
A pound's not that heavy.
For candy? It's kind of a lot.
If you have like all those little cherry balls that you like.
No, I made a pretty good size bag. It was like $14. Ended up being that. Turned into a lot more after the fine. But, yeah. And I didn't even get the candies. Like,
fuck. Your mom had to pay a fine? Huh? Your mom had to pay a fine?
Yeah. Noah paid. Well, I paid her back, actually. Okay. Oh. You got into a lot of, yeah.
I got into a lot of what, Tatum? Is this like trying to expose? Let's go. Let's play this game.
No.
What were you about to say? I
love this episode.
What do you mean?
Remember college? Right? Before?
Yeah. Let's talk about it. I'm not perfect. I was a great... In terms of like my respect and like my maturity, I was always there. Yes, I did do some stupid things. Like I did...
Air it out.
I did plagiarize.
I got in trouble with the dean at college. Yeah.
Dean, I hated that guy because it was the same dean that was like, you can't make money off TikTok, because I was like starting to get some followers while I was in school, and I was like, hey, like I'm not selling jerseys here, like I'm an NCAA like Division I athlete, but at the same time, like this has nothing to do with my sport, like I'm not putting out soccer content, like I'm just making, and I was like, can I make some money? Like people are emailing me saying like, we'll give you this much if you promo this, and I'm like, can I do this? And I like had to reach out because I didn't want to get like disqualified or anything. And then he was like, no, unfortunately. And then literally a year and a half later, they make a rule where like college athletes can make money now. And so it was like, things happen for a reason, I guess. I didn't though, because I that's not really like a public story. Like people didn't know like I was trying to do that.
But still, like the dean saw you do it.
Yeah, and I wasn't like pushing for it. I wasn't like, this is a joke. Like I didn't speak much out about it. I was just like, all right, well, I'm going to drop out. Because there was like money being handed to me. And I was like, it's not all about money, but at the same time, like nothing was going
money
on for me right now at soccer because of COVID. So,
yeah. And then the other thing.
Yeah, so I did plagiarize like one of my finals because I was just like
over it.
I was late making TikToks one night.
You checked out. Like
what?
You like checked out of school. Like you were like over it at that point.
Yeah, because I was like,
I was.
I just want to play soccer, and then like not being able to play soccer, but still doing online school like was killing me because I was like. I was a great student, don't get me wrong, because, like, my parents are both teachers, and, like, I was pretty, very, like, school smart. Like, it was easy. And then it was just got to a point where I was like, I could be as smart as I want, but at the same time, like, I don't want to spend
hours
just writing a paper that, like, I turn in, and it's, like, great. And then even after plagiarizing and, like, failing that test, still ended the class with, like, a mid B. So it was like, it was worth it.
Does your mom know that she plagiarized?
Yes.
They do. Yeah.
And then like right before that, remember the other scam that happened with you? You were like pacing around the house.
Okay. That wasn't like.
I just say like the situation.
No, it's coming back 10 times harder for her.
No.
What do you mean?
No, please don't.
Right. You're literally naming like, they're so easily memorable because these there's only so many.
Because that's like the bad stuff you did. The bad stuff I did was like a bunch.
You're a school angel.
Give him that. He was good with my parents. He didn't really get in fights with them.
Growing up, like I never snuck out. Never like did drugs.
You snuck out once.
What are you talking about?
Yes, that one time you went to go to like Dutch Bros. And you're like,
what are you talking about?
Because you called me. I wasn't home. And you're like, are you home?
I literally told mom and dad, I was like, I'm going to be out a little late. And they were pissed at me because they were like, this is your curfew. And I was like,
no, none of us did sneak out, though. Like, actually.
Like I'm on the Maury show. This is so funny. This is the funniest thing that's ever happened to me.
No, because literally, where was I going? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, there were only so many. And because all I wanted to do was GoPro. Like, I didn't.
Yeah.
I was just very driven. Was very respectful to, like, my parents and everything. Whereas you...
I know.
The devil child.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Hell yeah. I'm better now, though.
Are you? Yeah, you hear the murmurs in the
back. I'm better now because I've moved out. And I have my moments still, but I have... Can Haley shut up?
No, Haley can come in here.
Bring her in.
Haley, you want to come on in? Let's get Haley on in here.
I will fight her on the
stage. We don't need a cup for a break. Haley, I'll pull up a chair right now. Come on, Haley. Bring the heat.
Bring the heat.
Am I on the Maury show, bitch? Hey.
Am I on the Maury? No, Maury. What is this? Is it? Doctor. Wait, no, what's no. The one where they fight?
Third one. Jerry Springer. Jerry.
Bring it.
What was she just getting
Why
about?
Why is always on?
What was she just talking about?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Look at her.
She's attacking me this whole time. Then she plays the victim. I'm like, oh, why?
Because the stuff you did was not
bad. Can we talk about last night?
Let's get after it.
She threw pizza at me.
Oh my Why'd she do that? Okay, well,
got my hair.
I said sorry.
Got my hair.
Wait, why did she throw pizza at me?
Haley Beck, everyone. This is the oldest of the Beck children. She's the middle. I'm the baby.
Almost 21. Got a drink.
Your parents did good.
They did well.
All very pretty.
They wasted no time.
Yeah, they honestly did a good job.
Good job. All right. There's like a month where randomly it's 23, 22, 21. Like 1 month between. Yeah, and I want to take Noah out for a drink, but he doesn't do that.
No.
Take him bowling or something.
Take him bowling?
Haley, spill. Go.
What did you even throw pizza at me for?
I don't know. I've been going through. You know this.
I know.
Please tell me.
This is a tandem intervention.
I know. I don't want
Why did you throw pizza at me, actually, though? What was the reason?
What was the reason?
It was just a buildup.
She was feeling it. She was just like, this pizza
okay,
close.
Do you ever get so irritated? I just throw a pizza all day. I was exhausted.
Oh, I love the way I love this dynamic because it's literally, we're like,
that's fine.
She also spits on people.
I do too.
We're very like,
I'm like half llama.
No, yeah, they're
that's
very
my favorite
toxic.
Animal.
These two are toxic.
That's my favorite animal.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's right.
Y'all catching their mouth.
They're
catch
so
it?
Toxic. I love this dynamic though.
We're not
it's
toxic.
Literally a 2v2.
You know what?
What do you mean you're not toxic?
Let's talk about toxic traits since we're here.
Let's
talk
do
about
it.
Let's
like
go.
Red flags?
Let's
yeah.
do it. And then we'll hear from our fans.
Let's all be honest with each other and just bring up our own toxic traits and let's see if we can admit to them. I'll go first. My toxic trait is that I'm a little bit obsessive. Like, if I love you, I'm going to like overwhelm you with my love.
Oh, it's kind of nice, though.
No, it's not.
Don't let him fool you.
Oh. Wait, I agree.
Be honest.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
Like, if you're my best friend and you don't text me back, I might call you 16 times.
But me
that's,
too.
That's overwhelming and it's toxic because then if you hang out with somebody else that's not me, you'll probably get cussed out.
Mm. I agree. Are you, so you would say you're kind of clingy?
Yeah.
Me too. Okay.
No, come on, Noah, speak up.
We admit that.
King, okay. What's yours?
I think my toxic trait.
He's like, absolutely nothing. I'm perfect.
What he's gonna say?
He's gonna piss him off.
Like, he's not.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to do in this situation. Like, what do I say here?
Just admit it.
Well, you're talking
like,
trait.
I'm about to talk, and then I have people talking over me saying like bad things about me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Come on.
Toxic.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. It's hard to explain, but like I do sometimes think emotionally rather than logically, but I've like gotten a lot better at that.
That's good,
to be honest. But
it's not that toxic. It depends on the situation, though.
Yeah. Well, I just don't think I'm a very toxic person. Like, I think I have like things I got to work on, but I don't think in terms of toxic traits.
Remember
I'm just
when
like,
Tatum got so mad that we were calling her toxic when we were doing that cousin video?
Yes, they're rude.
She like
they're
made us.
I'm gonna.
She like.
Man, I'm gonna.
Oh my god, you two are crazy.
Like, no, it was bad.
They're the fucking. They're like the devil on the
show.
We're
not devils.
No, I admit that.
Okay, me too.
I'm kind of toxic, but
I like it.
You have to gaslight. You have to gaslight.
I swear to God, I will...
Listen, Noah, there's like...
This is going to get dirty. This is going to get bad.
Being having a toxic trait is something like always thinking you're right, or never thinking you're in the wrong, or...
Yes, that's it. That's it, right there.
That's a toxic trait.
Stubborn?
You're very stubborn.
Okay, I guess me saying no, I'm not is like stubborn in and of itself, so I'm not going to say that. I do find myself sometimes
being like...
a
toxic trait.
Oh, well, I'm trying to be
You think you do no wrong.
That wasn't the point here. The point of me saying this is like, yeah, I do sometimes, like, I'm very strong in my opinion because I feel like I can be convinced otherwise. It just takes, like, it won't just be like,
you're open-minded.
Hey, this is, yeah, I'm very open-minded. You know that. Don't. You know that. I'm very open-minded.
Yeah.
Like, but
yeah,
I
yeah,
need,
no,
like...
I'm just looking around.
I'm arguing that. You know that.
Like...
But you know that. I'm very open-minded and I feel like I just need... Like, I can be convinced otherwise, and I can be, or not even convinced, like, I could just be proven wrong if someone has good arguments, and it's not just like, fuck you, I'm right. Because I tend to argue with idiots, like, sometimes. Like, I tend to argue with
Are
people that literally.
Are you right now?
No, this isn't like a subtweet.
If the shit
it is if you want it to be.
No.
But, like, okay, it's
you
not
You know
then.
We get along. You're making it seem like we have, like, no.
Look, Tatum, you came at me.
That's another toxic trait, being the victim.
Oh, don't even. Yeah. I never. This literally started with her
yeah,
trying to bring up stories
like,
of me being a criminal.
You're the one that came bringing up his criminal past.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
I'm not trying to bring it. That's just.
A
like,
vengeance.
A vengeance? Okay. I know. I have a lot of toxic traits, but I also do have a big heart, and you guys. Can I say one nice thing about myself?
Hurt only for yourself.
I do. Let others do that for you. Let others do that for you. Look at mom. She's saying yes. Do I care about people?
We can't even see her.
Mom, I can't see you.
I know she's shaking her head though.
I know she's like
hella hard.
Amy, I see you.
She's like, yep, she's right. She's right.
She literally told me that I wasn't even have a huge heart, and I can admit that. I know I would do anything for anyone. Yeah, I know would. I don't show it.
Please.
She doesn't show it.
Someone for people say it. That would do something for me.
See, also the siblings are different because for
I feel like you're very selective with who you do things for. And I feel like no one in your family
feels
that you do. I don't know much about y'all. Let me stop defending you, girl.
Yes, we just switched up. Okay. Because
I personally, I think I get what she's saying in a sense of like, I'll do anything for everybody else, but my like certain like family, it's like y'all are family. Like, of course I'll do something for you, but like when it comes to
something has to be reciprocated. Let me.
Well, duh.
Sometimes
you don't want to water a dead plant. That's not watering you back.
Exactly. If you're doing okay, I'll give it. You do a lot for me. You're good. You do a lot for me. I just what I'm trying to say is
she doesn't do a lot for us though.
Yes.
Now this is me for the mic.
I'm a people. I like to. I try to be a people pleaser.
We know.
I know it doesn't show sometimes, but I try to. When I'm like even having a bad day, I try to be happy and put on a face, and I try to please others. But then sometimes my emotions come out, and then you guys see the worst part of me. That's a good thing though, because I don't show my bad side to like other people. So you should be happy because I'm comfortable with you guys. To be vulnerable around you.
Wow, way to change that.
Yeah, we get treated like shit. Let's go, baby.
Way to turn that into something good.
She's comfortable.
I'm vulnerable around you guys the most because you're my family. But
I hope so.
Can you say one good thing about me? Because I have a feeling that you have no...
I like your shirt.
No, like, what's good? One good trait about me?
Come on, guys.
I'm funny.
Not you fishing.
You are funny. I am funny.
But you're a pick me.
I'm not...
Is that at least us not even want to have to say that?
Pull out the glass.
You are funny. You are funny. I will give for that. I will give for that.
I am not a pick me. It depends on the situation.
You saying that.
It depends on the
situation. She gaslighted you.
Frank, I am the only person sitting there.
She's
so
bad. She's good. She's the most judgmental person I've ever met in my entire life. Wow.
Just because I'm straightforward doesn't
mean that.
If
they edit this right, this is going to be perfect.
I can be judgmental, but so can you.
Chin up. Say it with pride.
I can admit it. You can't, clearly.
Let's go. Let's go.
Don't worry about it. Say, yeah, eat me up.
I can't get over. No, you actually, like, you... got me good because you just called her a pick me and then she denied being a pick me. You go, that's what a pick me would say.
Yeah.
That's like the, that's don't time that to manipulate like gaslight and grow ball. I'm sorry, but
I'm
that
trying
was
to
good.
Move, I'm trying to work on moving on. Haley's a Larry's pick me.
So funny. Like, you're
oh, should
a
we
pick
bring
me.
Up, should we bring up how when I yeah. literally got when a I just, text?
Like, what do you say
no,
there?
No.
I'm shook.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll vouch for this because I'll do it just because it's making me mad.
No, I got a text from Maxwell saying, do you want to be on their podcast?
And then I texted
Noah.
Don't bring Maxwell into this.
Oh, sorry,
don't
Max. Do it. Okay, anonymously got a text saying, do you want to be on the Put a Sock in It podcast? I said, yeah, of course.
And then I texted
and
Noah.
And then she was like, well, I want to be on it too.
I said, I'm going to be on your podcast.
She's taking. Are you literally taking selfies?
Bitch, I look cute.
Bitch, I'll take BTS of your selfies.
Okay, keep going. Y'all keep going. Keep our viewers entertained.
Anyway, we all have a little pick me tendencies. And we get it from Amy.
Oh. We get it from Larry. We get it from Larry.
She threw mom into this.
I need a powder. I'm looking oily. Come on, Grime. I gotta fit in with the Becks. They all look so good.
Okay,
here I am.
What?
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
So now that we know all of your toxic traits, guys, let's see our viewers' toxic traits.
Let's hear from the viewers what their toxic traits are. Everyone, headphones on. Let's hear from caller number one.
Y'all have good noses. Mama Beck, you did good.
We have heard that. We do get that.
So my toxic trait is this podcast, if we're being fucking honest.
That's it. She left us with that.
Thank you. That's actually so nice. That means that she's like in love with us.
Why is this our? Why is she toxic?
She can't get enough of us.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Her toxic trait. Thank you.
I guess
we
you can look at it both ways. She could have elaborated because now it has me thinking.
How do you? I don't know how to respond to like your toxic trait being this podcast. Like, just Why? Eat it up.
Eat it up.
I think that's what she's doing. And I think her toxic trait is listening to us too much. And like maybe she like puts it on a loop. And she can't she can't be productive in her day because she loves us so much.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it at that.
Next one.
Next caller.
My toxic trait is getting bored of a relationship as soon as I get out of the talking stage.
It's a rough one.
Yeah, that's toxic.
Oh,
wait. You have mixed feelings. Go.
Is that how you are?
But I don't know if it's toxic. Maybe she just chose the wrong one.
No, because I used to be picky. I understand because I have a friend that I actually just had this conversation where
is
it's
a
like,
friend you?
You no.
Oh, bitch.
It's a friend you.
I dated someone for 2.5 years. I don't get bored easily. I need someone to match my energy though, like to always keep me kind of like, you know, uplifting and like, making it fun and spicy. But my friend, I was actually telling me they're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's normal for people to like chase somebody, and the moment the chase is over, it's like,
oh yeah, they like the chase.
Yeah, a lot of people like the chase.
So
yeah.
Then I guess for her, it's like she's chasing this man, and then once they're dating, it's like, oh, I already got you. Like, what's next? Yeah. So right. If the guy's making it boring, then I can see why she's losing feelings.
Right.
But like, honestly, girl, live your life. Girl, boss it up. Silly girl up. If you want to go out, girl, I'll take you out. Let's find you a new man.
I just think it's about like the person. Simple like, as that.
Yeah, I feel like you got to be picky. Like, I feel like you shouldn't get in a relationship with someone that you think you would get bored of.
Well, if you find the right one, then you won't get bored out of the talking stage. Like, you got to keep it interesting. Go on new dates. I don't know.
Did you ever hear that thing? Sounds like the two, have you ever heard the 2-2-2 rule?
Mm-mm.
I like it a lot. I saw it on Twitter, like, years ago. But it's like, I don't want to butcher it. But it's like every 2 weeks, you go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Every 2 months, you go on a weekend trip. And every 2 years, you go on, like, a big trip.
I like that.
I kind of like that.
I'm going to live my life by that. Something to look forward
to. And if you like traveling and doing new things, I feel like that's a good.
Yeah, I feel like having that like the routine. And yeah. Or not even routine, like a scheduled like thing on the calendar that you both look forward to.
Yeah.
Is like cool. But also like that spontaneous one. Because it's like, what if you're like a weekend and you're like, hey, like I planned a date for us. It's like, oh, spontaneous, you know? Yeah. Like,
but then what if you're like the only one planning stuff and they're not? Because then the two can turn into a peace out.
Mm-hmm. Like if you're like, one. Yeah, you gotta like be a planner,
picky.
That's
like
easy,
I feel like you gotta be picky. You gotta know your worth.
That's true.
Because you're a planner. I'm a planner. You kind of more go with the flow.
Yeah,
in terms of things.
Definitely like planning stuff. Noah's go.
Y'all
with
haven't
the
lived with me for a while.
Noah's
huh?
go yeah. with the flow.
He's go with the flow.
Yeah,
I. That,
he's go. You are, Tatum's like super planner.
You see the shit that I do in a relationship.
Which, again, which is okay.
No, that was rude.
Okay.
Ooh, what was rude? I missed it.
No, I said Tatum's like, is Tatum not a super planner? She's like very much like a micromanager.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh my God. She's just shitting on you this.
Please help me out. That's right.
Shitted on.
I was shitted on. I'm not a micromanager.
Next caller.
Yeah, please.
Get it going. We'll come back to it.
Let's get him, girl.
My toxic trait is probably just being perfect. Honestly.
Okay, Noah. Really? No one wants you to send your own.
Can we run that one back real quick? She's
relate.
My toxic trait is probably just being perfect. Honestly, it's really hard.
Noah definitely changed his voice and sent that in.
It's really hard.
But I can't even do that. He's if like, I try. I wonder if I can match it. I can't.
Uncut jams.
No, you change.
Uncut jams.
Wow. That is.
I wish I could relate.
Was
to
that ironic? That was definitely. That was irony.
I cuss a little too.
What's also, your favorite cuss word?
Also, yeah.
Probably fuck.
No, and I made that. It was pretty funny. Okay.
No.
I don't know.
That was definitely a joke, wasn't it?
Yeah, she said it's really hard.
So how do you help someone with that?
You have to keep in mind that these callers are literally Larry and I's fans, and they're. Probably a lot of more Larry's fans.
So there's sure
something Larry would say.
That was for sure one.
I claim her.
That was, yeah. I claim that
I claim
one.
That one. That's mine.
Girl,
yeah.
Me too.
That's some. That is definitely some shit.
That's funny. That's funny enough. All right.
Hey Noah. Hey Larry. What's hey, guys?
Hi.
Anyways, so my toxic trait is probably that I like to gatekeep my friends. Like, if I met you and you're my best friend, not hers. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
That was for me.
Oh, she added some spice.
She okay. read my
you claimed
mind.
That one, too.
That was personal. She,
you claimed that one.
She was hoping someone would hear this.
That was definitely a subtweet.
What do you guys feel about that?
I understand huge what brain. She's saying because the thought process of, like, my best friend hanging out with other people that's not me kills me. But that's also because, like, I don't know. I'm just super
right.
obsessive.
And right. Just, no, that's both of you guys said that.
There's a happy medium. Like, I get the jealous aspect of, like, oh, you have, like, you're my best friend. I don't really want you being best friends. But then at
the
same
time, it's like, don't have to pee on your friend to make me a property kind of thing. Exactly. Because
I have best friends, and, like, they have other best friends, and I'm not.
I'm a dog. Yeah. I mean, I'm getting older, though, so I realize that, like, I don't really care as much anymore, especially since I've been focusing on myself. Right. But, like, having a best friend who, like, calls somebody else their best friend, and then, like, I'm just like, what are y'all talking about? Y'all talking about me. Are you telling her my secrets, too?
Yeah.
Just because of the things we talk about.
Yeah, so I, like, kind of just like to have someone.
I feel like as you get older, it, like, friendships become more serious in a sense of, like.
Well, I feel like as you get older, you're more, like, quality over quantity of people, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I feel like that's important.
Because imagine having a best friend who's friends with everybody.
Yeah, you don't want that.
And then,
yeah.
Like, not calling you out, like, for the streets, but, like.
But if the shoe fits, you know?
Yeah. Finale, if you're watching this, drop all those people. Let's continue.
Next caller.
My most toxic trait is probably being overly sensitive about things, but keeping it to myself because I'm afraid that if I can't differentiate when I'm being ridiculous and overly sensitive, but still go fault people for that, I feel like they'll hate me. But like, even when they really are hurting me, I wouldn't dare to speak up for myself because I feel like it's just me who's at fault, which is very problematic for my mental health. But it's not really a toxic trait to other people because I keep it all to myself.
Oh, she seems like someone that's oversensitive. Just the way she's talking. Yeah. I feel like I would be like, I can't say anything like almost like constructive to her because she'd be like, really?
Yeah.
She said something about like being oversensitive and then like kind of like cooping it up inside.
Can't bottle it up.
You can't. That's one of my toxic traits.
You can't take everything to heart, and but then it does come
out. Yeah, because you bottle it up and then it comes out and then you end up throwing pizza at your sister at dinner.
Mm. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't be psycho.
I feel like her saying that, like, if I speak up and then I feel like when I'm saying it to someone, they think I'm crazy or like they think like they almost like kind of invalidating her feelings. Invalidating someone's feelings? Of course that's a word.
Invalidating is a word.
Okay. Jeez. Teacher. Uh-oh. No. You just got poked at. Retaliate. Go.
No, because every time I would say a word wrong, you'd be like, okay, English major.
Well, remember? You have an excuse. You were an English major.
I don't
major.
Learn every word in the freaking dictionary in college.
Ooh, wait. Hold on. This goes back to Tatum last night. Did you hear this, what Tatum said to me last night?
Stop.
She said something about like...
dropping
out
of college.
It's calling me a dropout. And she's like, that's why I'm smarter than you, because I have my degree.
I did
like,
not say I'm smarter
Tatum,
than you.
I'll take an IQ test right now. Let's take an IQ test, me versus you.
Okay.
You think you have a high IQ?
Yes. Mom said if any of us were to be stranded on a...
Mom said...
She always name drops.
You guys are such bullies to me.
No, honestly,
they are
get
so
the
rude.
Glock out, girl.
I will. Lower. I will wrestle you tonight. I'm like, knock it off, you guys.
At this point.
No, I think Tatum's self-sufficient. I think.
Mom said if I was stranded in a...
Sibling love.
If I was stranded on... If any of her kids were stranded on an island...
Yeah, I'd be done.
I would be the one that...
Who else was in the room when she told you this?
Me, I think.
She said out of all her kids, she thinks I would be the one that does the best out there.
Right, and I'm sure she would tell me a different thing if I was in the room.
She wouldn't tell me that. She would tell me I'd be done, and I would agree.
I face the feet, you know? Yeah. Mom, don't deny it.
No,
you gotta read the room. You gotta read the room. She's like,
you'd be a close second, but I'd definitely be out.
You'd be... It's not because
close second
of strength.
To what? Wait,
it's
what are you talking about?
He doesn't like being second.
What are you talking about?
He hates
No,
losing.
I'm very competitive. That's my toxic trait.
That's my toxic trait.
That's very true. My toxic trait is being competitive, but also very open-minded. So that's why I'm open-minded having this conversation with
Our
you.
Our whole family's competitive, though. But yours is like, yours is very, very competitive.
I hate losing.
Who likes
he
losing?
He scares me in backyard soccer. Terrifying.
He scares me.
I literally run away from him.
Don't even get me started. Don't get me started with backyard soccer. We have like,
we would go to my cousin's
house. We would go to my cousin's house sometimes.
I go ape shit on you.
And we
she does. She does.
We would go to my cousin's house sometimes. And we would go for like Thanksgiving, just like holidays, or just like even random like weekends where we're all free. And we would play backyard soccer. And then they have like a pretty nice grass area. Because I play soccer, you know, I get picked on. They're like, go for Noah. And it's like, I feel targeted, but I love it, you know? Like, I love it.
It
feels so much better when I like school them all and score. When it's like I have the whole team versus me, and it's like great, but it also kind of sucks when I have Tatum flying in with like going for my kneecaps, and it's like, yo, I like play, like I don't want to get injured,
And like, there's also been times that would get thrown out of FIFA for getting too many red
cards.
I
dribble past and Tatum from the back just clocks me in the back of the leg. I keep going. I'm going to score.
And then, yeah, he's a big guy because it ends up hurting me.
No, I get scared. I run
away. Oh, yeah, because they're like, no, you can take it. Like, come here. And they punch me in the throat. And it's like, they can only take so much. But like, backyard soccer.
You're the one that punched Dad last time.
Oh, Dad.
You did swing on Dad. Yeah. You did swing on Dad.
He did clock it. Like, because it. He did something similar, and I was like, I'm not putting up with this.
So you punch your father?
It was, don't even make it seem like that.
You're like, damn.
In the back.
I hate Tatum.
We haven't even started bringing up Tatum. We get so bullied, and then all of a sudden Tatum will throw a jab like that and expect nothing to happen.
That's not bullying. You guys have been picking on me ever since Haley came in here.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, pick me. Okay, fine. I'll admit it. Is that what you want?
Yeah. We know. No. That's not what we don't need you to admit that
he
to know.
He said hashtag rap sued.
Yeah.
I like it here. I don't want
to leave.
Let's
all say one good, nice thing about each other.
I hate when conversations end like this because it seems so forced.
Yeah, no, we're not forced.
It's like
that.
Not genuine at this point. It's no. Like, I like
our love
your
language
hair.
Is hate, so.
Any last words from you two?
This was fun. I'm
this
hungry.
This is so fun. I'm starving.
I can eat right now.
You guys want to plug anything? Any upcoming...
Like, plug my, like, socials? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. You can do that.
I forgot my username. Hold on.
My name's Haley.
No, you didn't. You know your username.
I just changed my Instagram one. It was Tatum Nicole for the longest time.
What'd you change it to? Your middle name change?
Tatum Beck. But with two Ks. No capitals, no spaces.
Period.
I think...
Look up Tatum Beck.
TikTok, Tatum _ Beck.
Snapchat. Yeah.
No, not Snapchat.
Twitter.
All right, everyone go make sure you guys Twitter. Go report her profiles on that.
Stop, your fans will listen to you.
Get her canceled.
Iconic.
please don't cancel me. Socials.
My social media Instagram is Haley Beck 4.
Oh my God, there it is.
With three L's for
just
Haley.
Just look up Haley Beck and Tatum Beck. And they'll probably be there. Well, that being said, thank you, Haley. Thank you, Tatum, for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We needed it. I needed this. This is the best.
This was good.
At the end of the day, it's all sibling love. We all have our siblings. We're all very close in age. We grew up together. It's not like...
No, we don't actually.
You know, we're not like 10 years apart and we have to act like, oh, hey, like every time we see each other. Like, we're very... like.
Noah, who's your favorite sibling?
We're too close.
We are very close.
Too close.
And it's fun. But that being said, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you guys for having us.
Larry, good to see you again.
Thank you.
I just work here. I'm an employee.
This is my first day meeting Larry too. So yeah.
Isn't it great?
We
can isn't it great?
The emos are calling.
I gotta go. With
my
that being
people.
Said, thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure you guys, if you're watching this, I mean, give it a like, subscribe, follow, all those good things. Put a sock in it pod. You can find us there on all platforms. And see you guys next time.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.